Obviously, a great weekend for your power play at Ohio State.
Yeah.
What's clicking?
I mean, I don't know. I think we're just kind of firing all cylinders, and we're getting some chemistry. You know, we've had some injuries and stuff, but finally getting some guys adjusted, and guys are really finding out where each other, where everyone is, and like I said, just building some chemistry. And I think obviously when you get that many chances and you're getting some work on it, good things are going to happen, and we were able to go get 6 goals, so that was good.
Both units are really going. Are you guys competitive with each other?
I mean, yeah, like everyone wants to be out there, everyone wants to score, but I mean, the bottom line, everyone wants the team to win, so that's the number one thing. So whoever's really going, whoever's scoring, whoever's clicking, we want that unit out there. I mean, even our unit, if the other unit's going, we want them out there if they're fresh. And yeah, like a lot of it is who's fresh, what lines just got off, and who's ready to go, but for sure who's got the extra jump that game. And yeah, like I said, we want the team to win, so both units want the best unit out there.
Playing Penn State, second time in 3 weeks it'll be. You know, they're going to be bringing a little extra. So what all does the weekend mean to you guys?
Yeah, I mean, it'll be a big challenge for us, a big test, you know. We were able to get 2 wins against them last time we played them. Now going into their building, it'll be a little different, you know, dealing with their fans. They have a lively building, and, you know, Big Ten's really good this year. It's a really close conference, standings-wise, and a lot of good competition. So if we can go in there and get a couple wins on the road, that'll be huge.
Is it good to play high-scoring teams like this right now?
You know, yeah. I mean, I think it tests us defensively, which coming down to the end of the year, really, defense wins championships. That's the bottom line. You got to score, but you really got to defend. Goalie's got to be good. D's got to be good. Forward's got to be good on defense. So playing teams that can score and teams that have some offensive firepower like that really tests us defensively as a team, and will only make us better.
Coming down the stretch here, how important is the forward depth you guys have?
It is important. I mean, you see, like, with injuries and stuff down the stretch, you know, people being able to play with different people, guys being able to step up into different roles. Having depth, having guys who can do different things is really big, because you don't know what's going to happen. And injury-wise, first of all, but also, I mean, if guys aren't playing great and then other guys deserve a chance, you know, there's a lot of competition, which brings the most out of everyone, I think.
What did you guys learn in that first series against Penn State about how good you can be on defense and what you need to do against them to shut them down?
Yeah, I mean, I know we all have all the parts and all the tools. It's just really mostly about having the mindset that we're going to go out there and sell out and do everything we can to win. You know, it's about going out and being willing to block shots and play team defense, and just really putting that before everything else. And, you know, it's defense first and then scoring second. And so, yeah, I think it's just going in with that mindset and really, really locking down and making sure that we have our priorities straight.
How's the smaller rink going to make a difference in your style of play?
It shouldn't too much. You know, we've been practicing this week on the smaller rink, and obviously everything happens a lot quicker. You get to the net quicker, you know, they're on you quicker, forecheck, breakout. Everything's just compact and happens faster, but that can suit us too. You know, we're fast, so we can get on there D quick, and then once we get the puck back, you know, we're already close to the net ready to make a play. So I think offensively it can be good for us still, and defensively, you know, getting in shooting lanes will be a little bit easier.
Selling out. Did it take the team a little while to figure out selling out last weekend?
You know, I mean, it's hard. You know, you kind of get trapped in the games like that where it's up and down the ice, you know, offensive, and you kind of get that mindset where you feel like it's going to be a 6-5 game. And, you know, with a team like Ohio State who kind of likes to play that way, we kind of got into playing that way a little bit at times. But I think, you know, when it came down to it in the second game when we really needed a win, you know, if you look at the last 5 minutes of the game, we had a number of guys go down and block shots, and they knew that, you know, we had our track meet, but it was really time to bear down and sell out for the team. So I think when we need to, we will.
The Fords only had one shot block on Friday, and they had double digits on Saturday. Was that a big talking point going into Saturday night?
Yeah, for sure. The coaches, you know, they've been stressing it all year. Just obviously getting out in lanes and being willing to sell out and, you know, pressure in their D, and you know, you don't want it to get anywhere near the front of the net. So if you can cut it off up at the point, you know, it won't get to the front of the net. There won't be second chances. Goalie won't be overwhelmed. So, yeah, I mean, it's really been an emphasis all year. And for sure, after Friday's game, we talked a lot about it, and I think we did a really good job coming out and responding.
Your second half has been really good. Is this a breakout time for junior Gates?
You know, I'm hoping. I just am taking it game by game. You know, we really have our big team goal in sight for the end of the year. And personally, I'm just trying to do everything I can to help the team, you know, whether it's defensively blocking shots or if I can contribute a couple points here and there. You know, I'm trying not to think too much about myself personally, but more about what the team's trying to do here.
But it's nice the puck's going in.
Oh, for sure. Yeah, it always is. Yeah.
Another big weekend for Sheehy. What is he doing that's bringing him so much success right now?
You know, he's working hard. Their line's really clicking. They kind of know where each other are, it seems like. You know, they've been playing together all year. So, yeah, I think all three of them are playing really well right now, playing good hockey. And he's also got a lot of skill. So when he gets the puck and they get him the puck, he'll put it in the net.
All good?
You got a little salt sweat on your cap. You've been working out on the net.